because I believe that if you can't love yourself, if you can't love yourself, you can't love another person
at all. If it has to start with you first.
That's to not start with you, like you. You have to
be experiencing.
You get if you are not kind to yourself, you can't be kind to another person, no matter how much you love them
at all.
You get so I don't like people that don't like themselves. Like yourself. See yourself as a king, mm-hmm. and that's how I see myself, as a king, as a god.
Mm-hmm.
You get, because I believe, and I'm always tweeting this, that like the power is with you. I had Gulibi come in and I explained that his tweet, that he made a tweet. I don't know if you know the tweet where he talked about like power is with us.
Power, of course. I posted it.
You get, so I want people to realize to love themselves more. So that's why I did that. You can't pull, like, as a reminder that you can't pull. So feel yourself. You get, so
Vibe with Edmond Norris.
So yeah, guys, so welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Norris podcast. I'm your host and I'm still the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Norris. So guys, I'm chilling with the AKD Media, the number one media outlet.
How you doing, my bro?
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's good to have you back on the podcast.
Yes.
I just want to say this, that I'm actually extremely proud of what you are doing in your own podcast, the AKD podcast. I'm seeing you, number one, the consistency is there.
Yeah.
And I see that you're always trying to top yourself with each episode. And I'm seeing the guests you are bringing on your podcast. So I'm like, bro, just keep going.
Definitely keep going. And that's just it. That's just the secret, just consistency.
So how are you feeling right now?
Well, I actually feel good. I think it's been a month now since I officially launched my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's been so, so great. Like, I've actually not seen this aspect before. So there's a whole lot of new opportunities unveiling itself. Mm-hmm. And then I've been getting opportunities even from Advance. Mm-hmm. And then
are you serious?
Trying to calm down and slow everything down.
That's great. I didn't even know this.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. And literally is more about the type of value you're trying to bring out. What my podcast is about is the life before fame. So I love to bring creatives that get to share their struggles. People need to see that aspect.
People do.
People need to see how you got there.
People do.
Way.
People do.
Because
people
that
do.
Way, then they see it as a motivational story, and also it makes them believe in themselves. Like, okay, look, this person has even gone through this. You understand? So whatever you're facing is a normal thing, and that's like something people do not really get.
That's something I was saying. I was saying this recently, that I think it was myself. I was talking with Dara and I was talking with Caesar, and I was saying, and Caesar was saying stuff like, when you have knowledge and you have something good, you have a responsibility to educate people about it. You need to, and that's why I make podcasts, and that's why I love my podcast, because for every good thing that is working for me, every good thing that I find,
everybody else needs to see
it. Everybody needs to see it.
That's the way it is.
You get, so I like what you are doing. I've told you now, don't look at the numbers when you're starting.
Yes.
So don't look at the numbers when you're starting.
Okay, so this episode, I actually want to interview you. So I've been looking forward to doing that.
Okay, as a big brother in podcasting.
Yes. I'm the number one football podcaster.
Oh shit! I think people, nobody has done that actually.
At all.
I had the BTFM interview. I think that was in June, maybe July, maybe August. I put that on the podcast. I named that one "Let Me Talk."
Yeah.
But really,
with MIA.
Yeah, with MIA. But really, nobody has actually come and said, "Oh, Edmond, I want to bring you my podcast." I'm like, anyway, I will just keep talking on my podcast,
So, but it's nice. So, let me actually start with this. How has it been, you know, starting into something that has never been, like there's been no foundation,
of
it, and then you are just like the brain builder, and then you're trying to inculcate this into a whole amass number of people, because we're living in Nigeria.
Nigerians are stubborn.
You understand? So there are even some challenges that I even have been facing as
a new podcast.
People don't even know, like, all these podcast apps, they are on your phone. If you use an Apple phone, it's on your phone.
It comes automatically.
So then that
you don't want it, you don't need any subscription, you just need data. Everybody has data.
And then you listen.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And these are things that will actually help you. So how has it been trying to establish that?
Okay, thank you for that brilliant question. Yeah. So this is what I would say. It's been difficult, I'm not gonna lie. It's a lot of work. Ah God, you will not begin to imagine the way I have aged.
Yeah.
The way I've aged since I started my podcast, the amount of things I've been open to, the amount of things I've had to learn, the amount of truth I've had to realize.
Yeah.
Number one truth I realize is your customers are very lazy. Your ideal customers, they are very lazy. Like, there are a lot of people that want to buy from you. There are a lot of people that want to listen to podcasts, but they can't just put themselves through the process of just making maybe 2 clicks or 3 clicks. You get, because, guy, you know, I keep emphasizing, like, the attention span of people is very short. So sometimes they may even want to, but they keep procrastinating. You get, sometimes they don't even know where the podcast app is. Some people don't even know where a podcast is. Some people are like, what's the podcast?
Definitely.
You get, but the good thing I like, and this is why, like, I'm always encouraging anybody that is starting a podcast, that for the first 6 months, don't look at the numbers. Don't look at the number of plays. Don't look at, just focus on quality content. Like, just focus on, if you are saying you have a schedule, if you are saying you want to be releasing every Tuesday, release every Tuesday and keep dropping it. Because this is what happens when people discover your podcast for the first time. It doesn't matter what year, it doesn't matter what week. When it's like getting a new toy, everybody wants more. So if they find one, they just need one. I believe that that's what it takes for people to fall in love with my podcast. Just one. You just need to give it a chance
one episode. You actually get a whole grasp.
And this is what happens for people. Once they see it, guy, people go and play from the beginning. There are different people, different styles. Mm-hmm. So like when I get feedback, some will go and look for their favorite based on the name and everything. They are the loyal ones, and they are a lot. They will go and play from your very first episode till they met you, and they follow you like that. It's like a movie. You are literally growing with these people.
Yeah.
Every day they come and talk about something, or every week they come and talk. Do you know how a love? You are in different phases.
New discussions and new experiences.
So I've had to learn that. I've had to understand human psychology. I've had to understand human psychology. I've had to know how to talk to people. My words have more value now, so I'm very careful
about the things that I put out.
It's a lot of responsibility. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've aged, so like, I love it. I'm enjoying it. I feel like I was made for it, but it's still sometimes. So I don't feel like I'm doing so much work sometimes. But sometimes my battery will run like very dry, and it never happens because I'm a workaholic, you know now. But sometimes in terms of like creative wise, or like mentally, is a lot of, and it's, I got about 25,000 followers in just 1 year of podcasting. In 4 years of using Twitter consistently, I got 25,000. And in 1 year of podcasting, I got to. So, you know, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of notifications. Yes. It's a lot of people that want to know something about, And I'm the kind of person that I feel bad if somebody asks me for something and I don't reply you. So why you are not asking me for money? If you ask me for money, obviously I'm not get money to give you. But well, if you want to know something, and I'm like, the way I say is, among everybody in this world, this person says Edmond that he won't. Why would I not help? You get, so when I try to help, I try to talk to as much people. Sometimes like, I literally don't have time for myself.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it because it's been wonderful, actually.
That's great. The experience is nice. So what do you do as a podcaster that is now, you know, part of the uprising elite? What do you do to undo other podcasters that are coming in this industry?
Okay, you know, so what happened after I started was a lot of people started to hit me up that, oh, Edmond, I want to start. People go motivated to start. And that's something I love about podcasts, because it's still new. When you see your friends doing it, or when you see somebody doing it, and you see how incredibly easy it is,
you want to join.
You want to start. So you get a lot of people like that. But there are two types of people I've been getting. There are some that I feel like, okay, the money is the issue. Because like, okay, I want to now help them.
Okay.
But I don't have the time because I'm still running my own podcast. I have my own life to live. I can't always be. So I'm like, okay, let me put all of that knowledge in somewhere that I can say, okay, if this is what you want, you want, yeah, buy this.
Yeah.
Okay, plus when you commit your money, I know you're serious. You get not the one that I want to be helping you. I'll be giving you advice, spending my time talking to you on the phone. You will not be taking my advice. You will not be doing, I don't want to waste my time. You understand? Yeah. So what happened? This was, I started the podcast in May 31st. May, I announced it on my birthday, which we're about celebrating 1 year.
Wow,
that's the remarkable. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that. But like, I'm very good with dates.
Yeah.
My dad drilled that in me. Dates. Mm. Like when he takes pictures, he would go on the back of them and he will write the dates. He can even my dad was the content creator before the he would go to the picture and write what was happening in the picture and write the date. You get so when he wrote, he always told us about dates. So I'm always very specific with dates. So May 6, 2021, I announced it publicly that I was starting a podcast. May 15th, I published the introduction. I put it on Apple, Spotify, and everything. And then May 31st, I published the first episode. So from then till like November, I was getting a lot. And I was trying to help as much. I was replying, I'm like, okay, right. So in December, from December, both of us, we made a course now. Definitely. We put all the knowledge and all the everything inside the course. Bro, from the course now, mostly it's people abroad are buying it. Nigerians are not buying it. Yeah, you get what I say.
Our
like,
audience is abroad.
Our audience is abroad. So, but I know that course is a course for the future.
Mm.
It's a strategic course that I created. Cause I'm like, okay, since I'm still, you have to document. Documentation is very important. That's why I did it, and I love that I did it. You get so I put that and I put a price on it, and people are buying, and the result from the people that, in fact, my first student got 2 business offers by a stored episode. Is abroad. 2 food, I think one is a food brand, the other one I don't know the exact name, but like he got them, but he's still chilling like you too.
Yeah.
You get so like I don't know why people are not starting, like, and I've tried, I put it on my podcast, I try to talk to people, but like it takes a while for people to make a choice. So I understand that. So I'm like, okay, whenever you're ready, you know that there's a course here. And I'm going to, apart from, I don't just sell people courses. Because there are a lot of people that, apart from the content, there are a lot of people that just sell you course and just leave you. If you don't figure out,
definitely,
and
you
have it.
But like me,
I deal with you, yeah, because definitely. I can't give you a course and it will not work. You understand? I have a brand to protect. So like, I'm texting you. I'm giving, when I'm watching, I'm telling you, oh, guy, do it like this. Or this is how it is. So like, you are not just getting a, you are still getting my current value.
Yeah.
You get an every new thing. And my students are enjoying me, guys. It's crazy. I won't have a community now. You get, and then that guy, a whole community, and I think we've had about 22, I'll be 23, about 23 students. Some have left because the first time I started, and I said it on the podcast here, we started with, I believe that my tactics will work. I believe that the things I'm creating, because when you're doing something for the first, it's difficult, guy.
It's very hard.
It's very hard. It's very hard.
And that's the process on how you actually have to continue. Then you learn.
You get. But because... one thing I like myself for, and this is something I feel a lot of people should be more honest about like, don't never lie about anything
at all.
Like when I tell people about the comment, I'm like, this is the first time I'm doing it. Obviously, you're not going to compare this year to when I'm going to be 5-6 years from, it's not going
definitely
to be the same.
It'll be
more so, you get so like when you are doing it the first time, you will make a lot of mistakes. We're talking about the merch, and we're talking about how the merch is coming out. So I don't know. I literally don't know what it takes to do a photo shoot for, but I know on Monday will come and I'm going to do something. Whatever it is that I do, I'll give it to people and they'll take it like that. If you don't take it, fuck off. You understand what I'm saying? It will better next year. And that's my principle, and that's what I tell people, like, just do. That's something this podcast has taught me, guy.
You don't learn
by reading
at all.
You can't read a push-up.
You have to make actions.
You have to do the push-up. That's how the muscles come now. You get so like that's why I have that merch. Just stop hiding and start. That start anyhow was actually a very powerful episode.
Okay.
I'm like, just start anyhow. You get, you've been reading, I'm obviously self-awareness to know what you are good at. You can't go and start anyhow in something you are not good at. You
definitely
will fail.
You have to know your strength. And
you have to know what you can do. You get, I know I can't do music. I'm not singing. I'm not starting anyhow in music.
Yeah.
But I can talk. So I started a podcast. You understand what I'm saying? So self-awareness to know what is your strength. To be honest with yourself, what is my limitation? What can I not do? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, but once you know what you can do, don't keep reading, taking courses. start. The guy that started the podcast, come and see what the things he's doing in just 10 weeks. Like when I see his growth and your growth is just 10 weeks now.
Yeah.
Is it not shocking what has happened to
it
you in
is,
10 weeks?
I tell you, because
like 10 weeks for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
That's like, fucking crazy.
It's actually crazy. I've produced 5 episodes of my Life Before Fame, and my last guest was a Grammy Award.
A Grammy Award, like, yes, what Grammy is going to bring Award. You on a Grammy Award if not podcast? Everybody podcast wants to come too. On a podcast. Yes. Everybody wants to come
everybody
on a podcast.
Everybody wants to come and speak. Yeah,
yes,
man.
Now. Everybody is looking for where they can come and express it. So if you want to express yourself more, start a podcast. That's mm-hmm. what I'm telling people. Mm-hmm. You get start a podcast, but how important you also have to learn how to market it.
Definitely,
you get,
and that is the
that's where the work is.
Because now everybody knows you have a podcast. Everybody, why should they listen to your podcast? Mm-hmm. You have to give them the reasons on why and mm-hmm. of what value to give them. You mm-hmm. get what they are getting,
mm-hmm.
not what you are offering or what you're already giving. Your way. But like, tell me, like, what do you have like? As the plans for the merch that
okay.
is coming soon.
Okay, so for the merch, my idea actually, so when you start a podcast, when you are reading about a podcast, they will tell you a lot of things that are possible from podcasts. They'll mm-hmm. tell you, okay, you could become a public. I got my first public speaking gig, for God's sake. It's happening on the 28th of May, guy.
Wow.
I say, like, so all these things happen to me, and to me it's normal because like I know the work I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, okay, I'm in that line. So like, but it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Sometimes I'm not even. I don't celebrate as much as I feel like I should, and that's why I have that. I always type that W because I feel like people should celebrate more. Like, it's not money, but it's a win.
It's a win.
You understand what I'm
saying? It's a big win.
It's a win.
Fact, yeah.
You get so I got that. I got they say you can make courses. I was like, anyone make courses? Well, I made a podcast course. They say you can start a community. I'm like, okay, let's try community and. I have a whole ass community and I love the people there. Currently that's where my priority is at.
Yeah.
My community, because these guys
paid, giving them attention.
These
and
guys
paid them
to
time.
Come and learn, to come and learn something, because they feel like I can impact, I can help. I cannot feel them. Mm-hmm. I have a responsibility not to feel them, so I'm giving them 100% right now. My community, people that are trying to build brand, I'm trying to teach them how to build brands. On Twitter, it's not just content. I'm teaching a whole lot. Like, I won't begin to go into the details. So, but the merch though, they said you can have a merch. I'm like, okay. I started marketing the merch as early as December. This is something that people don't. And I want to say this here. It doesn't matter what you are selling. It doesn't matter what you are selling. Shoes, bags. It doesn't matter. Even if you are using social media, you are selling something.
Yes.
If you are selling your tweets, you are selling your content, you are selling yourself.
Yourself.
You need to know how to market. If you can't market, guys, it's not a good product that win.
It is the best marketing
you get. So once you know how to market, once you know how to constant, and that's why content, and that's why like when you are producing a podcast, you can't stop. If you stop, people will forget you.
Yes.
But if they are saying, even if I don't put your podcast in the first 2, 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks,
yes.
one day, I'm like, ah, AKD, one day will come out. One day, yeah. I will squeeze time and I will listen. I feel you know, I've listened to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You get, but if you stop in the 4th week, I'm like, I know, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, mm-hmm. marketing is also like you need to find a way to stay at the top of your people's mind. That's how they come to buy.
Definitely.
From people will buy from you if they like you or trust you,
if they see that how much
you
guys
get.
Can actually even.
So for the merch, the idea behind the merch is I'm a football brand. I love football.
Okay.
I make football content every Monday, and I'm also a podcast brand, because just like you said, I'm trying to bring more awareness to
mm-hmm.
podcasting. I'm trying to make more people do podcasting, because it looks like it's not really a thing in Nigeria, but there are some very big podcasts in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But it looks mostly like it's only celebrities that are doing it.
Yes.
You get. I don't know, people, if you are starting to look at me like a celebrity now, it's because I have a podcast.
you understand what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like, if you start, you can. That's what I'm telling people. I'm telling people now that more guys, the power is now with you. It's with you.
Definitely.
The power is with you. Like, you can.
You
get. You can actually. I wish people could see my reaction of how badly I believe that you can actually take your podcast and create your own universe,
you can
your own world,
your own
you
world
get,
and then your own community.
You get what I'm saying?
Number of people, you
mm-hmm.
group of people that
mm-hmm.
will be following you consistently
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. by giving them value. So I'm trying to make more people go into that podcast line. So the first design was the most obvious one. So you picked the first design. Yes. You were like, ah, Edmond, we can turn this your podcast logo to mm-hmm. a merch. I'm like, why have I not thought of that? So that's the first design. I love it. It's beautiful. Mm, it's I never thought it could be. I never thought that people would actually want to wear something of mine. Like when you are starting these things, you don't think that far. You just know that. You have to do. I produced 50 podcast content before I actually sold something.
Hmm.
Do you know how crazy that is?
Wow.
Yeah, I advertised for some brands in the middle of my like 3 months in. I got a brand that was actually serious and we paid. It was good money. But like before I actually sold my own thing, like I didn't sell it, so I was not coming on this podcast to sell anybody one product mm-hmm. or sell anybody go and click on this link. No, I was just creating, just giving value. I produced, go and look at the first 50 episodes, a lot of value.
A lot.
And then by the 50th one, I'm still talking, giving value in like start your podcast. But that was the first time I actually told people that I'm selling something.
Yeah.
You get so the first one was that one, which is beautiful. Like I'm saying, a lot of people want to get that one. It do me so well for my heart. You get what I'm saying? I don't know how to express that.
Yeah.
The second one was okay. So football one now. Okay, stop hiding and start anyhow.
Yeah,
I think those are like two of the most powerful episodes I've produced in terms of the numbers. No, not the numbers. They don't have the most plays actually. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, they don't have the most plays. But in terms of the impact, in terms of what the message means, the message can tell. Yeah. And I want more people to listen to that. So the merch came. There's another one. Podcast is new cool because of course.
Yeah,
we are bringing it. Yeah, so podcast is the new cool. So that one is available. That one is available for I made that with a lot of podcasters in mind. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to be a podcaster, this is it. This is new cool. This is and podcast, it is, guys. Yes. Watch what is going to happen to the definitely. Podcast
it's
industry.
It's going to take a new toll.
You get so like anybody that is building now,
is very good.
I was telling Caesar to like, bro, don't stop, keep going, keep producing.
Yeah,
you understand. We're still guy. You know how it is now. When it's like the gold mine, podcasting. The power is enormous, guy. You understand? So I don't know why people that are eloquent, people that a lot of influencers are also sleeping on it.
A lot.
If you are an influencer now and you don't have a podcast and you are good at what you don't have a podcast, that means you are missing out on a lot of money.
And now not just even the money part, the influence. Impact,
guys,
yes,
it's
influence
more guy you
that it can do
100 podcast listeners are better than 1,000 followers on because mm-hmm. I have the two and I know.
Yes.
Bro, you can apart from the money you can make, like the impact, these ones feel like they know you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So podcast is new for a lot of podcast hosts as well. I plan to do great things with that merch. I want every podcaster in Nigeria to get it. Yeah. Everyone. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but you guys are gonna help me. If you're listening, please help me tag a podcast person to get that merch.
Yeah.
You get podcast is really cool. Which one again though?
We have the Agbaku.
Agbakook. Agbakook, you know, most times on Twitter when I'm just catching crews,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm catching crews on Twitter mostly. I'm always bantering football when it's time. You know, I banter Ronaldo a lot. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo, who I love, but I can't just stop bantering him. I'm sorry if you're listening, you have to take it like that. But apart from like when I'm really just trying to express myself on football, people just call it cooking. Mm. When we want to banter, there's a video I have of me cooking. So yeah, I'm like, Agbakuki has to have a merch. I think that a lot of people will love that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will love that. And big ups to Charles, my graphic designer, for cooking all that. Because I explained the design to him, like something's, he knows my brand, mm-hmm. and then he knew what people would like. So I explained, okay, put the chef, put the football, okay, and then put the pepper on the agba. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The chef, like, well, we are here to bring pepper.
Yeah.
Well, I love Twitter. I enjoy Twitter. I think it's the greatest app in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, you get to actually see people's real thoughts on issues. Like, most times, I consume content on Twitter more than I create, and I create a lot. So most times when I'm not there, I just use it to feed myself, like scrolling. That's why, like I say again, the people you follow matter. You get, don't just follow any other people. Follow people that, like, I don't get why people follow people on social. You don't like somebody, you are following the person. Why?
Because
it's madness.
It's a lot of madness that people don't know. And I feel like generally it's people's perspective, because they don't know the impact of what following a person does.
They don't.
Like you are seeing the whole person's thoughts
and everything.
Everything. And indirectly, it is entering your head. Entering you are your believing head, it. Nah.
Yes,
it's,
now.
It's becoming
yes, now.
Your own reality.
Yes, now.
You understand?
Another thing I've been trying to do lately is avoid news. I'm only thinking of going to block and mute Nigeria, Buhari, and some of all these Nigerian things from my timeline, because I don't like to see the news. It makes me sad. I don't want to be sad. You understand? And I avoid anything bad, any negativity. I avoid them like plague. I'm not joking, because I don't want you to fuck up my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your reality is not my reality.
Definitely.
I have my own reality I'm trying to create for myself. Don't come with your bad energy. I can take, and I have had a lot of criticisms, a lot of reviews. I can't and I know when you are being honest and when you are being sincere. But if you, bruv, you get, but the Agba Cook is fun. I have a lot of fun there. So that one
I really like that one. I really like
you have
that
it
one.
Already now. Then there is the Messi, Seven Heavens for Messi.
Yeah,
I think that's my best football episode you get, and for what it means for Messi, because all through his career, he was laughed at for not being able to win the Ballon d'Or, for not being able to win the title with his country.
Yeah.
And then he went and won the title with his country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bro, this guy is a fighter. This guy is a winner. This is the kind of person I want to associate myself with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I need a physical replay. And I have a lot of Messi fans that follow me.
Yeah.
So I needed to make something special for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I said Seven Heavens for Messi. I didn't know. I was just thinking of writing the number, but the graphic designer Ayo, big shout out to you, Ayo, now came up with the Simpson design. And immediately I was like, wow, I showed Dara. That was like, Dara said, this is it. Immediately Dara said, this is it. I said, we're taking this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful with the whole, you see Seven Ballon d'Or there.
Mm-hmm.
You see him on in Argentina, and that's powerful. It's not Barcelona, because he has conquered Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
conquered European football. But you see him with his Argentina, this thing looking up, and so I love it. Then the sea, you know, I did the sea now. The sea are for my Ronaldo fans that actually get that I'm not bantering him.
Mm-hmm.
I love and admire Ronaldo a lot. You get, but I can banter him because I banter people I like,
mm-hmm.
I banter a lot with my brothers.
Yeah,
you get so. Sue, just yes, see means yes, because it's a very sellable phrase. It's Ronaldo,
yeah.
And I have a lot of Ronaldo fans. I don't want them to feel slighted that, oh, I made for Messi, I didn't make for them,
mm-hmm.
because I'm also a football person and I love him. So I'm like, okay, let me do this one for. Plus, I say see a lot, I use see a lot, like yes, you get, because that's what it means.
Definitely.
So that there is the one is missing. I think we're forgetting one. You can't pour from an empty cup, because we went to Seven Designs. So you can't pour from an empty cup is from a quote that Adam made on episode 46. I call that one self-care. It's the last episode of 2021.
Okay.
We're just signing out. So I was like, oh, I need to do something that, because I know the way everybody starts to evaluate their year by December, like, oh, comparing, and everybody's trying to push ahead for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you guys need to go easy on yourself, or go easy on yourself. Like, you don't
be
kind to yourself,
yes,
be more patient with
yourself.
Don't. So I'm like, self-care. So she came and brought a powerful episode. It gets a lot of plays. And I wanted to do that. I like her that. Yeah, she came on also the pressure of his when it clicked for me as well.
Yeah.
So I just have that, and I'm like, let me do something from you. And really, you can't pour from an empty cup, because I believe that if you can't love yourself, if you can't love yourself, you can't love another person.
At all.
If
you have to start with you first.
That's to start with you, like you
have to be experiencing.
You get if you are not kind to yourself, you can't be kind to another person, no matter how much you love them.
At all.
You get, so I don't like people that don't like themselves. Like yourself. See yourself as a king.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I see myself, as a king, as a god.
Mm-hmm.
You get, because I believe, and I'm always tweeting this, that like the power is with you. I had Gulibi coming, and I explained that his tweet, that he made a tweet. I don't know if you
definitely.
Know the tweet where he talked about like power. Is
yeah, the
us.
Power, of course. I posted it.
You uh-huh. get. So I want people to realize to love themselves more. So that's why I did that. You can't pull, like, as a reminder that you can't pull. So feel yourself. You get. So I think those are the designs. Messi, Ronaldo, Seven M. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Stop hiding,
starting here.
The
podcast logo. And there's one more.
We have Agba.
We have Agbakook. Okay, so that's it. So guys, anytime you see these matches, you guys should come and buy them. They are not sold yet. Okay, so the price for the matches are, it's ₦10,000 for the shirts, ₦12,000 for the hoodies, and ₦15,000 for the sweatshirts. There is a lot of, and this covers your delivery. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't have to bother for, so we're giving free delivery on every product.
Yeah, you as get. Long as you're buying, you get.
As long as you're buying, you get. And if you buy more, you get more discount. But I can't really express out. But like when I see you, and when I see, obviously I'll give you discount. There are a lot of things we're going to do with this, because like I want people to, I feel like the things I'm saying on my podcast are truth.
Yes.
I feel like more people need to hear them. So that's the main reason why I'm even doing this, man. Not like, not really for the money, but it's going to be a lot of money, yeah? But for the, I want people to know, oh, when people wear this and people ask, oh, about Edmond Doris, tell them about, he has a podcast. Tell them Edmond Doris has a podcast. Tell them your favorite episode. Tell them, go and listen to this episode. One episode will convince you. You get, so that's what I want, because I believe that people need to hear the things we're saying here.
Yeah, definitely.
You understand? So, and then later on, not now, I'm just giving people a expo, but later on, I'm going to add more things. There will be socks, there will be tote bags, there will be caps.
Mm-hmm.
There will be we're going to have a lot of fun with this thing. But I'm very specific on the quality. Once I can find the right quality, like I have for the merch, we'll run it, because like I know the people that I have.
Yeah. So, That's crazy. Your life is so sweet. I'm looking like, okay, I'm just visiting a celebrity. But yeah,
my life is so sweet.
I get it.
Oh, it's not easy. I'm not gonna lie. It's not easy. Sometimes it gets overwhelming. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't feel like I'm doing too much. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm doing what I need to do to survive. You get, but sometimes when I step back, which is, I rarely do that. Like, just step down to look at it from like, oh, how do you think people are saying it? But like to myself, I feel like I'm not even working hard enough. You get, so I keep working hard. But one thing I've been noticing lately is that breaks are good.
Yeah,
breaks are good. So I'll be taking a break version from the podcast. Okay. Ending of May, the season 2 will be expiring. If not expire, it will be ending.
Yeah.
So once the Champions League final is done, I'm a football brand, so I'm modeling my podcast to football. So once the Champions League final ends at the ending of May, I would go on break till, I don't know, sometime in July. But I want to take the whole of June on break, so to rest, so that I can come back and give people my best, think of new ideas, focus more on my community, because the people that have paid me for 65 days training, I'm currently working with them. Mm-hmm. I want to drill them a lot.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with this, it's like a model for personal brand development. Mm-hmm. Where I will give to students. I'm coming up with a lot of things. I'm even going to give them fines, because they need to post. Mm-hmm. So on the days when they don't post, me and them are going to have issues. You'll probably pay fine that I will maybe give to my most active follower that did not pay me. Yeah. Maybe I think that will piss them off.
Okay.
Because I need them to post at least 3 times a day in your niche. It's not a hard thing. And for anybody that wants to undergo this challenge, you should fix your bio. Tell the people what you're going to give them. What's your brand about? Yeah. Unfollow a lot of people, the people that are not giving you value. And follow people that you want to learn, you get, from. Engage them, and then create a lot of content in your niche.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so that's it. That's it, actually. But I'm excited. I'm happy. I want us to end the podcast, but I didn't see. Not like I didn't see. I knew that these things were possible, but you cannot tell when this is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
When you start a podcast, they tell you that you can advertise at the beginning of your podcast. You can advertise in the middle of your podcast. You can advertise at the end. Those are 3 different time slots which can collect 3 different money. Yeah. So like I said, I tried that. It worked sometimes. I took it. I'm like, okay. But like, guy, I'm not even close to my peak. Mm-hmm. I'm not even operating on like 10% of my peak. I'm operating against all odds. You understand?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping, like, this match will help me do. When the match comes, I'm going to buy more equipment. I'll probably get a MacBook. Get a microphone, get a laptop for the podcast, you get speakers, you know, and just make it bigger. That's what I'm obsessed about.
Yeah.
You get, when you make money or when you do anything, you need to put it back into your business. You get, so that's how I'm feeling right now.
Definitely. So yes, you have a community, you said, that you have for people that want to learn how to build their brand, mm-hmm. and also give me more insights on that.
Okay, so the community
and
price is
and what it
includes. I can't mention the price now, because if you listen to my old podcast, I'm always mentioning price, but before people come back, it has increased.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, so I can't mention the fixed price. Whenever, if you're interested, whenever you hit me up, always what the price is, but the earlier you hit me up, the better. Right now, it's 35k.
Okay,
I take payments twice. 20k for the first 1 month is a 9 weeks training.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to work with people longer.
Uh-huh.
I take payments for the first for before we start. After we start, before we start, we take a screenshot of your analytics, and then my work is to help them create as much content as they can for their brand. Because the reason why you are not growing on social media is not because of anything. It's because you are not creating content.
Yeah.
You get, so if you create, you will grow. Mm-hmm. If you create, and if you are intentional about it, you pick a niche. Fix your bio, you create content in a particular niche. I'm not saying, I don't tell my people that, oh, this is the only place you must, if you are brave, for example, a lot of people are building football brands there,
yeah.
a lot of football brands there. I can't say create only football content. I don't do that, because I don't create only football content. Mm-hmm. You get, but I'm saying at least 70% of what you talk about should be football. The remaining 30, you can talk about trending issues, you can talk about what food you ate, you can talk about your mommy, talk about anything. But 70% should be, let people know that, oh, this guy is savvy.
Yes.
You understand? So we take screenshots of the analytics. I coach them. We have we have weekly group meetings,
mm-hmm.
on Zoom. Sometimes we do it on Twitter Spaces. I invite a powerful guest for them. So you know the quality of my guests.
Definitely.
Now. I invite a guest to talk to them about their experience. All these meetings are recorded. So whenever you join, you get the money, yeah, you get money, you get your audio clip of everything, yeah. from the beginning, and then I go through their pages. I like, mm-hmm. an inspector.
You always tell them, okay, if you notice anything that is wrong,
yeah, I'm like, guy, so this is some of them break Twitter rules sharp. I don't tell them, guy, don't get suspended, because I know all the rules in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been suspended, thank God. But I don't think it's a coincidence, because I've read when you say I've dedicated my life to Twitter.
Mm.
I know Twitter, guy. Definitely. I think I've even hacked Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You get, if I don't have more followers now, it's because I don't want. If I want to get, I can.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I know what I need to do.
Definitely.
You get, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not obsessed with the numbers. It's impact over numbers for me. And that's one other thing I'm trying to pass to them. Like, don't be obsessed with
numbers.
You can do, and this, I want to say this here. A lot of Twitter influencers, a lot of creatives do not know the power that they have. They underrate themselves.
Yes.
They undersell their services. And it piss me off that people are undersell. Advertisement should not be cheap.
It should not.
Why would you be a Twitter influencer with 10,000 followers and you're collecting 15,000 naira for a campaign, 20,000? You are cheating yourself. You don't even know how badly you are cheating yourself. Like, fix yourself, learn how to negotiate, and negotiate for better deals.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Guys, the last time a brand paid me, they paid me 15k for one tweet. Yes, those are the kind of brands I want to work with. If you are not going to pay me, don't come and give me change. Don't come and give me. I don't think that money says it's not too small. I've increased it after immediately the guy paid. I increased the fee. This cannot be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So people don't know the impact of the followers that they have. People are following you. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
You understand?
They're dedicating their whole self.
The person left everything in this world, among everything, and this is another rule I tell my student: like, you must reply all your comments. You must reply all your comments.
You should.
When you are creating, somebody gave a fuck to you.
Like, and then
like, actually, I was just telling my guy, don't be stingy with your like. Why are you stingy with your like?
Like,
you get engaged, build relationship. These people, the internet is giving you access to like awesome people. Like, build relationship with them.
Definitely.
People in your niche, talk to them. When you want to organize conferences, isn't all these people? That's how I do my podcast. It's the people who have been engaging since I started in 2018 that I bring. Sometimes you not say, oh, he's an influencer. He's my guy. He's mm-hmm. not an influencer. He's my guy. He has a lot of followers. Good luck to all of us. But like, you can have your own. You get so.
True.
I train them, but I have a money back guarantee for anybody that is not happy with my training. Even though that will never be possible, but like, I have it because I know the value I'm gonna give. Mm-hmm. But like, I have it just in case anybody wants it. That, oh, if after 30 days you don't see results, you don't see improvements in all these things I'm saying, I give you your money back.
Yeah.
You get, there are a lot of bonuses. You get access into the community. You get to meet other people that want to build a brand in the niche you are trying to build, because I have a lot of them. There's mm-hmm. football, there's music, there's graphics design, there's entertainment people. Mm-hmm. You get, so I can just, you know, pair you guys together, and you guys will just be rubbing off.
Yeah.
into each other. There's also a guy with a podcast. He's going to bring them on some of his podcasts as well soon. And when you are starting out, that's what you need. You need, when you define money, you need visibility. You need you people need, to see you, need, you and your you talent.
Yeah.
So, like, why are you not creating more content? Why are you not going on more podcasts? Why are you not? You should be all over the place looking for it.
You should be out there as much as you possible get, and be visible. Again.
So, but I like that a lot of people come to listen to me. It makes sense, and I because I know that I have a responsibility to always like better myself. So I'm reading a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot about podcasting, about content creation, about branding, about and this another thing that pod, the selling. Biggest lesson podcasting has taught me is how to sell.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know I was selling with my content before on Twitter because I was just tweeting and people were like, sometimes it used to shock me, like, why are people liking this thing? Like why are so many people? I'm like, okay, no wala. But when I started to read, I'm like, oh, podcasting. When you guy, podcasting is a lot. Like the money to be made in podcasting is enormous.
Mm.
Guys, it's so wide. It's like all you need to do is to build the audience. Just for the first 6 months, in fact, even 1 year, don't even think about monetizing. Just think about how can I get as much people like me to know about me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's all you me. A lot of people that fuck with me are football people.
Mm-hmm.
You get how can I get as much people like me to know about me? So what you do, you now communicate to them through your content.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so these are a lot of the things I've been teaching my this.
Alright, so I feel like let's bring it to the end of this episode.
Okay.
And really, it was really nice getting all this information and knowledge from you, honestly, because it has helped again,
uh-huh.
You know, in building my own mind.
So you, you are learning from me.
I'm learning, even as I'm interviewing, I'm learning.
You should.
And that is the way you should actually see podcasting. Mm-hmm. Not only are you, you know, learning from your guests or bringing out information,
also you are learning making, from yourself. Yes, you're like also when
learning
I,
for yourself.
When I listen to, it's very easy to say, Don't look at the numbers. Don't look at. But like when I'm telling people not to, then I don't look at the numbers. So I just create my content, and that helps me. Mm. Sometimes it still does affect me. I'm mm-hmm. not going to say like it's not I'm perfect. Like sometimes when I create some content, I'm like, oh, this deserves more numbers. But I always try to remind myself that I'm not the judge. Yes. My own is to give.
Yes.
It's what people take. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's a big learning. My advice to any business, and I hope I'm not trying to like narrow it. I'm not just narrowing this thing, that this podcast is a business.
Yes.
If it doesn't matter, let's say you have a what business, give me a business idea now.
Okay, you have you do all this monthly care. What is this called? This for these females,
monthly care.
Yes, they have this package that they give them when they're on their period.
Period care,
that's your business.
Okay, you could have a podcast talking about everything health related to women.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know, brands will be reaching out to you to advertise to these women. Yes, through your content.
All these brands,
guy, like it's pissing me off that a lot of people are, but like I said, we're still early in the field. But whenever you are ready to start your podcast, guy, yes, just hit me up. I will help you. So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I know I did. Whenever you're ready to start your podcast, hit me up. Whenever you're ready to learn how to use social media for your personal brand, for your business brand, you want to know how to create content for yourself or for your business, it doesn't matter what business you are, send me a DM. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please, one call to action, please, right now, share this podcast. That's the only way you can help me right now. Send it to somebody that you know needs it. There are a lot of people that need it, and I know the content I'm making are not just for podcasters or for content creators. Therefore, literally any human being that wants to better their life, you get. And I'm always preaching, and I'm going to say it again, that the power is with you. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it with social media, you get. So thank you guys for listening. For the merch, we'll be doing the photo shoot on Monday, 25th of April. So I think by 29th, a week to my birthday / the podcast birthday, the merch will be available for pre-ordering. Like I said, we're doing free delivery for everybody, you get. So please make sure you get it early. I don't know how long the free delivery will last, but like the first set of people to get it will get it for free delivery. So please make sure you you check my Instagram at Edmond Norris on Instagram, you see many of the designs. You can check my Twitter as well, you see a lot of designs. Pick one and help support this podcast. If you've been listening to my podcast since the beginning, like when I said, even if you are listening to just this one, you can support us. Yes, you can buy at least a shirt. They are not just empty shirts, they are shirts with a message. You can buy Love Yourself, you can buy Stop Hiding, you can buy the podcast face, you can buy for Messi if you're a Messi fan, you can buy for Ronaldo, or you can buy Agba Cook if you are a football fan that loves to cook. But support please. The funds from this merch will be used, we will put back into this podcast. Yes, I'm looking to bring bigger guests, I'm looking to bring better guests, I'm looking to bring more valuable guests, more interesting guests for you, for me. You get, apart from being the host of this podcast, I also learn a lot from talking to all the guests in the podcast and talking to you people too that listen and give me feedback as well. So thank you guys. My birthday is on the 6th of May. Yes, buy the merch as a birthday gift for me. Is that, apparently it's also a Friday, so I'll bring a special guest. I'll bring my girlfriend on that. Let me just give you spoilers. I'll bring my girlfriend on that episode. It's going to be short and fun. I'm really excited to see that day, and I want to celebrate. I think we need to celebrate. It's not easy what we've done. With your help, it's not easy, bro. And I'm just declaring. In fact, May 6th is a public holiday for everybody. See you guys next week, and keep loving yourself.